This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Put the picture of Michael Flynn up and just to give you an idea of somebody who's trying to tell some truth what we're talking about. This. We got Josh Bernstein here. Josh, the audits are not going forward in the surveys. We have tomorrow we're going to have the thing and the vote here in California whether or not we're going to get rid of Gavin Newsom. They're trying to steal it again. You can see the amount of money pouring in to support Newsom. I call him Gavin Useless or Nuisance. He's a nephew of Nancy Pelosi. He's very rich. Yeah, and he's very rich. He's got, you know, wineries and so on. He has his own kids in private school. He doesn't obey any of the laws, even when he has dinner at that fancy restaurant, you know, with all his buddies. None of them had actually masks on, even people who were in the healthcare field there. It's an obscenity. He is an arrogant, typical elitist, just like the emperors of old, you know, hundreds of years ago. And he doesn't give a crap whether he's driving business away from California or taxing people to death or people are dying of inappropriate care. And then he's trying to mandate even vaccines for the health professionals. A lot of them are quitting, or they won't come here even to work. So a lot of the hospital's regular medical care is down. So basically, if you have cancer or special treatment needs to be done with surgery, forget it. So a lot of people aren't dying just of coronavirus. They're dying of lack of medical care because he's screwing up the healthcare system that badly here, isn't he?
Well, he's messing up everything. I mean, look what he did with the masks and all that were coming in from China. You know, he made billions and billions of dollars on that. And then we found out that the masks were useless anyway. You know, most of them were discarded. They weren't even useful. And right. He's letting illegals vote. I mean, you're allowed to steal cars if they're less than, I think, $900 in value. I mean, it's sick giving out drugs and needles to drug dealers and letting people crap on the streets. It's just disgusting. And, you know, California is what it is. I mean, it's an asshole city, asshole state, really, for that matter.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because it has so much natural resources, natural beauty, you know, the mountains, the lakes, the rivers, the ocean. It's a beautiful, beautiful state, but it's just been infiltrated with scum, and it's been allowed to stay that way.
And the scum have been running the place now. Even they are starting to run away from it because a lot of them are heading off to Texas and elsewhere, and they can't stand it.
Yeah, well, don't come to Arizona. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but if they do, they don't take their bad ideas with them is what they should do. You know, leave your bad ideas back in California.
Right. Well, that's the problem. Many of these California idiots are going to other areas, and they're taking their politics with them, and they're turning those states into California, and that needs to...
It shows you how dumb they are. They're actually complaining about the problem with the politics here, and then they bring their bad politics with them, and they want that, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Here's what I'm going to make. Right now, we have a couple of things I'll predict. Number one, Biden's paid for farmers to destroy crops. The banks at the end of September are reading the end of the bank year, and they have to actually have an increase in the debt load, or we're going to go insolvent. I think we're going to have a banking collapse and a food collapse at the end of September, early October. Farmers have actually destroyed crops, the winter wheat, the corn, and the other crops. So basically, Biden paid for them to cause a famine, a executively induced famine. Not one caused by climate or whatever, but an executively induced famine to make sure that people would only get food if they actually do what the government says they want you to do, whether it's take shots, which are not just vaccines, but, you know, trackable IDs in them or whatever. And they want to make sure they collapse the economy so they get rid of the old one. That's why they want to have what's called a grand reset. You got to get rid of the old economy before you get rid of the people, and then you want to actually starve them to death or cause such violence. My feeling is we only have a matter of a couple of weeks left, and we're going to hit that wall of debt, and if you don't increase the debt level, the government's going to go insolvent, and the dollar's going to crash like crazy, isn't it?
Now it looks like the Capitol Police are putting up the fencing again around the Capitol and the White House and all that because, of course, tyrants are always afraid of the people.
Isn't that kind of crazy? And not only that, if people did march down there, would do it peacefully, even if they wanted to arrest Joe Biden, you wouldn't have like a few hundred or a thousand or 10,000. You'd have 5 million.
Yeah,
if they go down to 5 or 10 million people, the police aren't going to stop them. They're just going to march in, and they're going to not necessarily want to go invade buildings or burn things down. They just want to physically arrest people that are criminals, including members of the Senate, Congress, and the so-called fake president and vice president. They need to be arrested.
Every single one of them does.
Right. My guess is we're going to reach that when people finding them there, when their stomach hits their backbone and they realize they can't get any more food, that's when you're going to see people lose it altogether. And I expect it to happen in the next month.
Hey, I hope it happens. You know, look, I'll be honest. I mean, you know, the next time we go into Washington, you know, we don't want to have, you know, just a couple hundred thousand people or even a million people. You know, we want 15 to 20 to 25 million people. And we want to demand that they resign.
And it has to happen real soon because I think the next thing is I expect that China is wanting to take Taiwan now. They're already taking Afghanistan because we handed it to them. They will have not only access to oil directly but also lithium. So they'll be able to make all the batteries for the world, okay, which is a green agenda. And if they take Taiwan, they make 85% of all the microchips in the world and Taiwan. Now, Taiwan's armed to the teeth with advanced weapons, so it's going to be a very ugly war. And somehow, there's some people in China that think they can take on America and the world. These people are delusional. Even if they had troops in Canada and elsewhere, they're going to come invade us. We'll kill them so fast they won't know what hit them. They don't understand that. You've got like over 100 million Americans armed to the teeth. You think you're going to come into the country and invade it and get away with it? Even though our military, just our retired veterans, 23 million of them, and our civilians are armed to the teeth. No foreign army will survive in America, especially the chain of command to give them food, water, and even ammunition. They'll die in a matter of weeks. They're not going to survive. Why do they want to do this? Okay, I think what they want the threat of it rather than doing it. Because the most important thing they want to do is crash the economy and starve us. Their major weapon now, I believe, is economic and starvation. That's what I expect Joe Biden and the globalists to do next, is to actually crash the economy and food supply. That's the next thing.
Well, obviously, with all the farmland that China has bought up, and, of course, Bill Gates, Farmer Gates, has bought up, there's no question. I mean, if you can control a country's food supply, you can control that country.
Right, and that's what I think is next. And now, there are solutions. The first one is get heritage seeds and have a garden right now. If you want to, if you contact me, I'll get you connections. You can even get in a window box, mild hyperbaric chamber, and do aquaculture with, you know, hydroponic culture of food, and you can grow it four times faster and much bigger in a window box, even if you're in Alaska, as long as it's facing south so you get sunlight, and the roots of the plants are at least 55 degrees, even if they're in aquaculture. So the problem is, you see, having the ability to grow some food is not as difficult as people think. Having a small micro garden is a really easy, simple thing, even inside your home with, let's say, 4 to 6 feet with specific, you know, lights that will actually generate the proper growth of food, and you have mineralized soil. But you have to do it properly. And if you do it properly, you can even grow it indoors. You don't have to be outdoors in the elements. Not necessary. Interesting, eh?
It is interesting, but, you know, look, all these things that are happening right now, we have to continue to fight against. We have to continue to resist.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a great idea was actually not my idea. I can't take credit for it. It was Bill Mitchell's idea. And he said that any company that has 100-plus employees,
right,
if they want to get underneath that mandate, all they have to do is fire all the vaccinated people that work for them and then fire all the Democrats that work for them. Once they're under the 100 people, once they're under that threshold, then that company doesn't have to, you know, worry about the mandate with the vaccines. So I thought that was a really brilliant idea. And the other thing is that everywhere demented Jihad Joe goes, he is experiencing how much people around the country and the world, for that matter, hate his absolute guts. He's
right.
The most hated man in America and around the world. And everywhere he goes, it's F. Biden, F. Biden, F. Biden, whether it's at baseball games, football games, rock concerts, if he shows up in someone's state, there's people that are greeting him with that. And the pressure of that is getting to him, and he is cracking under that pressure because just the other day they interviewed him. This was on 9/11, and he said something about, I'm tired of seeing these signs that say F so-and-so. So I would just tell people that are doing that to continue to do that, and more importantly, go back into your basements, your crawl spaces, your garages, and dust off those Trump signs and put them back up in front of your houses and on your cars and the decals in your windows, and let's show these liars that they have zero support out there in America.
No, I think one of the things we got to do with Trump, though, is we got to get Trump to make a clear statement, not to say it's an option to get the vaccines, but no vaccines for anybody. And I talked to that with the RNC today when I called and talked to them. So that needs to be made really obvious. Very good. We'll be back in just a moment with the next segment. And, Josh, lots of things happening, isn't there? I got Michael Flynn here for a second here, too.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line.
North of us is Fidel Castro, I call it, you know, the son of Fidel Castro is a Trudeau, so his son, we call Trudeau, is actually the son of Fidel Castro, and he's executed in the Chinese credit system. We have Australia and New Zealand have fallen. I saw somebody screwed up face of this health minister in Australia, and she screws up and brings her eyebrows down real low, like, you know, like she's on a Halloween trip or something, you know. And she said, the new world order. And she's got her eyebrows low, like, I'm evil now looking, aren't I? She's got her eyebrows down really low. She's got her eyes screwed up. And then you see this one in Australia, New Zealand, and she's there talking like some kind of pixie from hell about how she's going to control people, and they better not leave their homes. They better not talk to each other. I'm thinking, what the hell's wrong with you? And if you're that full of your own self that you think you control people even talking to each other, you know, I honestly think it's firstly the pro se litigant time action. We have, of course, how to win in court. You can get 10 people can get a court for $25 for 10 people. The next stage is prep yourself up for at least 2 months of food, water, and everything, because they're going to crash the supply of food and cash and everything. I really believe that Joe Biden, they're going to move to the next level because they know they're panicking because they haven't, they screwed up big time because they moved too quickly and everybody's waking up. It's like, oh my God. It's called, we call it in medicine, the towel clip test. You know, you pinch somebody with a towel clip so you can cut, you can search on them. And these idiots who move so fast, they're waking everybody up. Everybody's waking up whether they like it or not. A lot of, you know, they call them normies. I like the idea of Cliff High when he talks about the normies. Well, people are basically normal, but they don't really want to wake up.
The question is that when they have woken and they are now awakened,
right,
what are they going to do about it? Are they going to hold signs? Are they going to hold, you know, rallies and protests? Or are they going to do something different?
I think they're going to do all of those, but what I suspect they're going to do is they're going to go crazy. And crazy doesn't necessarily mean violence. It may crazy mean legal actions. Crazy means, setting up the border controls so the federal government can't bring in troops or other people, and we actually intervene them before they even get into the state. I honestly think that Joe Biden has got some kind of a, he's high on the idea he thinks he's some kind of a dictator. I don't know why he's so delusional, but that's because he's brain dead.
Well, as you know, in history, you are never supposed to negotiate with terrorists. And you can't negotiate with the Taliban because they're terrorists. But that also means that Republicans, which are basically supporting terrorists, can't negotiate with Democrats because they're terrorists. So if you know that you can't negotiate with terrorists in Washington or terrorists around the world, well, how are you supposed to deal with terrorism?
Well, the first thing you do is legal. The legal one is being way underused. By legal actions, for example, if we can get civilian attorneys, we talked about this on Friday with Francis Boyle, if you get civilian attorneys for the legal, don't get JAGs, we need military ones, you can do injunctions against the government, the courts, and so in such a way that you can supersede, prevent them from being forced vaccinated, because they want to do it really quickly, so once you're vaccinated, you're screwed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the vaccinations are on purpose, so you want to get non-JAG attorneys there for people that are in the military or in the healthcare professions. I honestly think what the first thing you need to do is if you can't get an immediate response, just walk. There's one hospital here in California that was doing deliveries in their hospital, and they had to close the entire thing down because the obstetric nurse said, no, none of us are going to take the vaccine, see ya, and they closed the whole obstetric unit. So what people have to start grasping here, it's either, you know, lose lawsuits or walk. It's like, that's enough's enough, okay? We're not going to do this, okay? And if you're in the healthcare professionals, you're aware that these vaccines are not useful and they're helping and hurting people, then you walk. But if you're a dumbass and you're going to believe the news, oh, most of the people sick are vaccinated, are unvaccinated, that's a pile of crap. The new Delta version grows even more avidly in people that have been not had exposure to the virus, so they don't have natural immunity, but they've been vaccinated. And they get the ADE phenomenon that's going to kill them happen. And so what you have to understand what's going on right now is the end of the road. If we submit to vaccines, it's the first layer toward the mark of the beast system where they eventually will get rid of regular cash, have a QR code tied to a genetic thing inserted in us or in the vaccine so they can track us, and eventually there won't be any real money, and if you don't behave yourself like the credit system they want to put in Canada, they have in China now, you won't be able to even enter your building unless they say you're okay to even enter your own home. People say, oh, no, I don't agree with that. I said, I don't care what you don't agree. It's a plan they're already doing. It's something they're actually rolling out. And you don't want to agree because they're doing testing at a laboratory like Canada or China or New Zealand. Of course they're doing it in multiple countries so they can see, well, it'll work with these dumbass humans. Right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that what they are trying to do and how they're going about it, eventually it's going to stop because, again, you have all these governors that have filed class action lawsuits. The Supreme Court has about two dozen almost lawsuits in the lower courts that are working their way up to the Supreme Court that are all dealing with vaccine mandates and the constitutionality question of that. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a situation where the Texas Attorney General forced the lawsuit for the election in front of the judges right away. And I think you may see the same type of thing happen within the next 30 to 45 days.
Right.
And they're going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to make a decision. And if they don't make a decision, there's two things they could do. There's three things they could do. They could make the right decision, which I believe they will. The second thing they could do is they could, you know, be the scared little bitches that they are and not take any of these cases and allow the lower court decisions to stand, whether they're for or against. Or they could do the really bad wrong thing and try to mandate it using the absolutely garbage smallpox decision of Jacobson versus Massachusetts in 1905, which is nothing having to do with what we're doing
with that. That's not going to stand. Now, the other thing that's interesting is the pro-life issue. Texas was clever. And now the state of Mississippi asking whether or not this is – they have one that's like 15 weeks. We're talking about viability. But this means that the pro-life issue in Roe versus Wade is also tied to this, because remember, what they're doing with the vaccines is a form of genocide. And same with eldercide. I know about cases here in California where the doctors are refusing care because you're unvaccinated when you come in the hospital. They're refusing to take care of you, so they let you die.
Right, and that goes against the Hippocratic Oath that doctors obviously make a pledge to. That's number one. But number two, let me explain something. The Department of Injustice has zero power and zero jurisdiction over what Texas did with the abortion law. Okay? Zero. They can do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Right.
And so they can sit there and they can take their empty promises, just like they did in, you know, in the Arizona audit, right? They said that they were going to stop it. You ain't stopping nothing because you're powerless and you don't have the jurisdiction, and even the courts know that, and they know that. Why do you think Biden said that we're not going to mandate it? What we're going to do is we're going to make you have testing, and we're going to ask these companies to mandate it. Because they know, the federal government knows, they can't mandate these vaccines. They don't have the jurisdiction.
They're trying to make executive orders and have all of the sweat be done by the companies, right?
Biden can take this executive order and shove it up his demented asshole.
Okay? Well, I'm going to tell you, I think by October that Biden's going to be gone. I think his days are numbered. He's like a piece of raw meat. He's like a piece of raw meat left on your counter. You leave it too much, too many days, and it starts to smell as it deteriorates. That's what's going on with this government. It smells.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House committee is taking a closer look today at the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify on the topic before the Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee. This as former Secretary of Defense and Director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, says we need to keep our eye on the Taliban.
It's clear to me that they're going to continue to support al-Qaeda and allow al-Qaeda to basically continue to develop and expand, and I think they will plan additional attacks on our country as well as elsewhere.
That audio courtesy of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. President Biden begins his three-state tour in the West today. He'll start with Idaho, where 22 of the nation's 80 largest fires are burning. Then he'll head to California for two stops. USA Radio News. Saturday marked the 20th anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy claims the terrorists that carried out the attacks ultimately failed in their objectives to strike fear in the hearts of Americans.
20 years ago, we saw true evil, an evil that tried to destroy us. But good people become heroes in hard times, and that's how the American people responded. Heroically.
The Senate in session this week, but the House is still on recess. Beef prices have gone up 14% this year. Meanwhile, pork has jumped 12.1% and poultry has risen 6.6%. But grocery chain Kroger says prices are headed higher later this year. The Fed Reserve has claimed the price increases are transitory and that pressure on prices will subside when supply chain disruptions are resolved. USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
John W. Spring. We should also have Simon Davis. Do we have Dave? Yeah. Oh, you didn't call him yet. Okay. Yeah, let's get Simon. So, John, I'm going to summarize, and I've talked to Greg Catton. He'll be on the show tomorrow. He had a problem last week. Here's what we're dealing with. But I'm going to get into some exotic stuff here. The globalists have a special kind of forward-thinking supercomputer called the Golden Cube. It's a supercomputer trying to predict the future. When they try all these event analysis they have, they actually hit a wall when they go past 2024. A number of years ago, now about 12, 13 years ago, I started having visions that God gave me about a pole shift and about Earth changes occurring. And that Earth change ties with back the, Dave, what's called the kill shot that you hear them talking about. And major events happening on the Earth. So the end of the New World Order is 2024, probably April, around April. We know that the satellites will be knocked down when that actually happens. In the meantime, the globalists are panicking because they know that, for example, they move too quickly on a lot of their stuff. They're trying to push. I hear something, there's a lot of noise going on right now. Whatever, it's moving computers. Okay, we got to kind of stop the background noise there. Anyway, what's happening is we have to understand people should prepare at least with food, water, and preparation, also legal actions, possibly litigant actions. Do not submit to the vaccines as the first layer of the mark of the beast. Now, they're going to want update shots because people get rid of the 102 toxin, the luciferase, and the graphene oxide, which connects you to the supernet. They also, your body gets rid of the production of the spike proteins in a matter of 2 to 6 weeks. And damaged mitochondria, if you take our fancy supplements, they'll get rid of it. And I have my EduCap, which will give you terminal immunity against all the versions of the virus. You won't need vaccines or face diapers, I call them, instead of masks. That's what they call them, face diapers. And you don't need genotoxins. For example, all that's in the EduCap is completely just exosomes that teach your body to have an immune reaction without any antigens, no need to get sick, etc. Now, what's happening is the globalists run by the people we call, people say, well, I hear Mike Adams speculating, you know, it's almost like we got aliens. No, we do have aliens. The people that run Earth, where the globalists are what's called people of clay and iron. That's my ministry. Clay, human flesh, iron. Transdimensional entities are avataring their brains and their consciousness, just like their video game. And these are the Draco reptilians from the solar system Alpha Draconis. They're the ones that were dirty. We're screwing up the human race before the flood of Noah, where God had to actually send a flood to kill all the damaged human beings who were genetically modified before the flood, and all of the beings that were here. Now, people have to realize they'd create hybridization, because eventually they want to actually resurrect the ancient beings that were on Draco, because the Alpha Draconis, because their planet was destroyed with the explosion of the supernova Betelgeuse that occurred around 671 years ago, but the light's finally arriving now since the fall of 2019. What's going on now is these are one of the most evil beings in the local part of our cosmos, and they were actually running many of the other beings we call the Nephilim in the Bible. They were running our world. In fact, they're the ones persecuting the ancient Hebrews or Jews, they would call the Jebusites, Hivites, and otherites. And if you actually understand this, you understand we're dealing with the evils, exoplanetary and transdimensional. And what we are as beings here in this universe of time-space is we're actually in, if you want to call it, a spiritual uterus, where we're like little embryos developing a state, and we receive the final knowledge where we're connected to God and to each other, we graduate and become literally a bride or a counterpart of God in time-space, and we become equal to God, not less than God, but equal in the realm of time-space to do His will in the realm of the universe. The human race is ready to be birthed, literally a birthing station. That's why it says, well, Jesus returning for the marriage supper of the Lamb. It means God incarnate is coming back to marry the human race that's saved, and others that are not saved are going to cease to exist because they do not exist in eternity. That Satan is the most intelligent created being, but he was cast out of the third heaven, which is the eternal dream state, into the realm of consciousness, and he has an expiration date. He may have been around for trillions of years. He has an expiration date. We who are saved do not have an expiration date. Even if we physically die, God will resurrect us, just like we talked about the resurrection he had. We resurrect not only to a physical body, but also to a spirit body that exists in eternity, in the eternal realm of the dream state of eternity where God is. And when he told me when I arrived there, he said, everything you think is. In other words, when you get to heaven, you're not less than God, you're an extension of God. So if you dream something, it exists, because you can't do anything evil, because nothing evil can go to heaven. Where we're at right now is we're in this birthing phase, and it's going to end in 2024. In regards to these, you know, it's like going to a delivery room where you hear lots of screams and agony and everybody's screaming, and contractions. We're having the contractions I call right now, we're having Biden contractions. He's trying to, first off, destroy the economy, destroy the crops. He's, you know, sacrificing our work with NATO and our allies, so they don't trust him anymore. I mean, if they don't get rid of him, we ever have another crisis like in North Korea, now they're testing a long-range missile, or in Taiwan. Do you think the military can rely on them? In fact, the military had, I think, 12 pilots from the F-22 pilot range walked off the job and said, we're not taking the freaking vaccines. Well, if you go in high altitude and you're running a jet, you can get a vascular event. That's why the British airline people that actually took the shots, they can't fly anymore. So, John, I'd like you to make your comments, and we're going to hear from Simon, too, because I believe we're having a converging time of great troubles, and it's really painful, but people are waking up. Like, I had an argument earlier today with some family members and think, oh, it's only the unvaccinated who are getting sick. You guys are crazy. I said the version of the Delta strain, which is evading all the vaccines, is hitting both unvaccinated and vaccinated. But the people who previously had coronavirus 19 have some immunity so they don't get really sick or die from it. But the virus can cause what's called an AD phenomena in a vaccinated person because they have no immunity to suppress the viral load, or identify it, because with the number of mutations in the Delta version, now the Mu version, they aren't safe. So what we're dealing with is something where they want to convince us that we have to have booster shots, which aren't going to help the problem, but it's going to cause more and more damage to the VMAT2 region of our brains. They're going to damage the economy to the point where we're only able to buy and sell if we take their mark of the beast and actually get food on the table, even if it's slime. This is where we're at, people. If we don't wake up now, those people who aren't going to wake up are going to end up either dead in civil detention camps or be executed, or die of the vaccines or their side effects, or the new super strains of the virus. So you got to wake up now, people, or you're going to soon die, not only physically, but spiritually. Your comments. Go ahead, Simon.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Deagle. If we don't take a stand now, we're going to be Australia in a couple of weeks, and Israel in a couple.
No, we won't be Canada. I'll tell you why it won't be Australia. Americans, especially, we have 23 million armed veterans. We have over 100 million armed Americans. And Americans are used to the dialectic of called crooked politics. It's nothing new to Americans. Look at 9/11. What percentage of Americans think that 9/11, to some extent, must be an inside job, even if they don't understand it fully? It's over 60%. But when it first started, it was like 4 or 5%. Now, after 20 years, about 60% plus of Americans think there's something really wrong about 9/11. Well, how did it happen? It wasn't jets flown in by a couple of people from Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia, and they had these two guys from Saudi Arabia that were living in San Diego that they say flew the jets. I know from my own sources there were actually pods underneath the jet bodies, and they actually swung around, and the jet that was actually carrying passengers was taken somewhere else, and the ones that flew in were flown in by remote guidance. There was nobody in those aircraft when they struck the Twin Towers, and there was no aircraft that struck the Pentagon. It was a cruise missile, because the wide-body jet engines and all the other stuff wasn't even in the debris pile. You have to understand this is all a marionetted and wordscaped and videoscaped lie to the public, and well, they put in the Patriot Act and all the other things that did the banking, and $160 billion in gold disappeared in the World Trade Center towers, plus also the $3 trillion, which is now expanded over $30 trillion, disappeared to deep black op projects tied directly to the 9/11 event. And here I see George Bush, the monster Republican, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton all partying there down to 9/11, talking about what's going on and trying to say they were sad. They're not sad. This is exactly what they want. These are all Draco reptilian snake people. All three of them are Dracos. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You're dealing with the same people who were cast out of Ireland by Patrick. Our president, the Pope. All these so-called presidents are all indwelled humans with Draco spirits inside them. They're possessed, okay? That's why things are so hellish. We're dealing with an alien force because it looks human. Looks like our brothers and sisters, but it's not. These are Dracos. Dwelled in human flesh. That's what they are.
Yes, they are.
Back in a moment.
At the next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. This week is going to be a strong week, some new week cycle. My prediction is that the Surgeon General you mentioned is a British Indian agent that's come over here under Biden. He's announcing many more steps for their coronavirus to force vaccination. They're delusional. And I'm going to repeat this for people to get public consumption. I don't want to hit them with a lethal weapon, but I have lots of non-lethal and other technologies. You come to my home, you're going to be, number one, unconscious probably within a matter of minutes, or blind and scream your head off. You're going to get zip-tied all up and put in the back of my minivan and hauled off to the sheriff. If you think you're going to be forced vaccinating, people are going to have lawsuits up your yin-yang from tons of attorneys. And the number of people dead is only recorded by VARS and other things worldwide, about 1%. So the number of people dead from the vaccines is enormous. And the vaccines don't protect you from the new strains like the Delta strain and the Mu strain that are coming out now. So what people are summoning, especially health professionals, is they're trying to mandate this in California. Now, I know tomorrow is the date when Gavin Newsom is supposed to get his ass kicked out of the politics. But I don't know if he's going to be kicked out because things are so damn corrupt. They're going to try everything they can to kind of make sure Larry Elder doesn't come into power. If Larry Elder comes in, it'll be a miracle. It'll be the most wonderful thing to happen to the state of California because there's so many disgusting Democrats here that are self-centered, demonic, self-destructive, suicidal, Satanists in this state. It's ridiculous. Beautiful state, scummy people that think they can run everything. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, look, supposedly China asked the U.S. administration to rejoin the arms trade treaty when they had their review conference last week. And when Biden had his conversation with the president of China on Thursday night, he specifically told him that frictions aside, that America was not deviating from its stated one China policy. But frankly, I think a deal's been done. They're just going to hand Taiwan. There's going to be some scuffling, so it doesn't look like we literally just hand them.
Okay, well, here, let's think of the consequences. If they hand over Taiwan, 85% of the microchips in the world are made in Taiwan. Yeah, we've already handed over Afghanistan, not to the Afghan people or the Taliban. They're handed over to China. China's coming in with tons of money. They're going to set up their military bases on these former military bases. They're taking all the equipment apart, putting it back together to advance whatever they have. And Taliban is not going to control Afghanistan. They'll be a vassal under China. China's going to get these giant lithium mines to make all the batteries in the world. They're going to have access to oil because there's tons of oil in Afghanistan and the surrounding countries. So China will have solved a lot of their problems. And the problem is, you see, if China takes over Taiwan, you won't be able to get a computer or a battery for solar panels or anything unless you get through China. They'll control that.
Thank, same as going to Walmart for all your food now, right?
Right. So, this is, of course, their plan. But remember, the Chinese people are starving to death because the land in China for growing food is dramatically contracting. So they're making contracts to places like South America and countries for 99-year leases to be able to grow food and elsewhere. And to be honest with you, they'd like to be able to take over large amounts of territory, like a massive immigration from, say, China to the western United States. I've heard many reports over the last 20 years that China would love to move chunks of their giant population to, I call a new form, I call California, will become basically a vassal of China. The states of Washington, Oregon, Nevada, and California will all be parts basically of extension of China. Have you heard that?
Chinese diplomats and generals the last 20 years have repeatedly talked about where the Nazis made mistakes, and they have referred to the concept of Lebensraum or living room, and that is indeed their intention for Australia, Canada, the United States.
Right, and there's tons of territory. Canada, for example, controls, just in Canada, not even the U.S., something like 70% of all the fresh water on the planet comes from Canada. 90% of the uranium. The gold mine in Williams Lake in British Columbia is larger even than the Alaskan mine. The largest one in the world is in Alaska by the Americans. The Williams Lake mine that I took care of employees up there is the largest gold mine in human history in Canada. The mineral resources, the water resources, the oil and tar sands in between Alberta and Saskatchewan, they got everything. And, of course, even after the pole shift happened in 24, Canada will be even better place because it will be moved about 12 degrees south than what it is right now. So it will become more like the United States territory now in terms of the seasonal effects, and most of the southern U.S. will be like subtropical. What's going on right now is China is eyeing the fact that they're when the pole shift happens, by the way, most of China will be shoved northward into the Arctic Circle. Do you know that?
Well, I think when you look at how they're buying up resources around the world, and they are literally stockpiling food and oil as if they're building the ark.
Right. They're getting ready. They have China. That's why they build all these cities in land, too. They build cities that held hundreds of millions of Chinese. They don't have anybody living there. Some of the cities even look like European cities. Like there's one city that looks like a city out of Paris. It's weird, isn't it?
But they do. Their economy has got a big problem, though, because they've got this massive company called Evergrande that's going into liquidation. And that's causing a lot of angst because lots of small private investors held shares and bonds of that company. So that there's a real concern that could be like a Lehman's type moment where the whole system could cascade into pieces.
Right.
So,
the whole thing comes down to one thing. The Chinese Empire is designed that they have to have customers. That's us in the West. If they don't have customers, they don't have an economy. Even if they take over the oil and the lithium and so on, they have to have customers, which means they can't go to a nuclear war and kill us all. They just want to have to be able to migrate. For example, they've calculated out that the actual territory of the United States could easily carry 4 to 5 billion people if they properly worked it out and had primary water. Same with Canada. So they could easily move most of the Chinese population here. People would hardly even notice it. People say, oh, that's not possible. Say, yes, it is. You build it all properly, you can. And you also have to pull up primary water and rebuild cities properly and have the kind of 21st century true infrastructure with high-speed maglev rails trained like they have in China. Right now, they got like 20,000 miles of high-speed maglev train traveling at 200, 300 miles an hour. We don't have anything here. We don't even have a front-range train coming from, let's say, San Diego, right through, say, to Seattle, Washington. We should. Why don't we? Mismanagement. China's are having something like 20,000 miles, and it's expanding rapidly. They figure within 10 years, they'll have 50,000 miles of high-speed rail. And they took the maglev systems of Quebec, Canada, and Europe, and they just took their design and just re-engineered it a bit, just beefed it up to go another 75 kilometers an hour. That's all they did. They didn't invent something new. They just took something already there and just beefed it up. That's what they do. For example, if they take these helicopters and jets and everything we left their equipment, they'll just look at it, re-engineer it. They're not really that inventive, but they're really good at re-engineering stuff because they've got a ton of engineers. They graduate more engineers from one city in Beijing than the entire PhD in engineering crowd in America in 1 year. You know that? That's how many scientists they advance in China. It's ridiculous.
But precisely how they have advanced their society is all the industrial espionage, intellectual property theft, and reverse engineering.
Right. And in fact, that's why even with supercomputers, they got some supercomputers from Bill Clinton, but they don't have the real fancy ones that we call the cray array systems. We have those. See, the globalists want to have China as a vassal, like a tentacle of the beast, but they don't want to take over. They want them to take over production of a lot of crops. So if you want to order stuff, say, from Amazon, it almost everything says made in China, made in China, made in China. China has an economy because we're their customers. So the Chinese don't want to have a nuclear war with us. They want us to accommodate them, even if they should buy lots of land. For example, right now, Bill Gates has bought a lot of the farmland in America. I would guarantee if the bonds and everything crash and so on in the U.S. dollar, you'll see a lot of people buying land and territories and even homes in America are communist Chinese. The first of the move here is the rich. You know there's enough rich people in China alone to replace their entire middle class? Just the rich. Not even talking about the poor average Chinese. There's that many of them. If you look at the middle class in India, their middle class in India is larger than our entire population. Isn't that well? So what we're facing here is re-engineering of design of culture, and they want to basically stop reproduction, control production. And China basically is just a laboratory for whatever they want to do. And I would honestly believe you're right. This week is going to be crazy. They're going to move to the next level of this, trying to see if they can somehow force vaccinate. It's not going to work. I believe the if you want to call it the bride, which are the people that are saved, are going to start separating from society step by step by step. To become ready and prepped up, ready for a world catastrophe. And the regular society is not going to be. And get out of the big blue cities, get out of the big areas of the world that are dangerous. Get yourself prepped up for what's coming, because believe me, the globalists are not ready for it, and it's going to take them out.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else? Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.